Yep, she knows sports. Check out Brittany and Princess on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This duo gives it to you straight with no chaser. If you can handle it, tune in and get your sports news, opinions, and so much more every week from She Knows Sports. Intensity is not a perfume. Join us Thursdays on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio.
Hello, hello, beautiful people. Welcome to She Knows Sports with Brittany and Princess right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. I'm your host, Brittany Jones, here with my wonderful co-host, Ms. Princess Cooper. Hi, Ms. Princess. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm excited, Brittany. It's like you said, it is Friday Eve. It is Thursday. I love this show, and we got a lot to talk about.
Absolutely. Thursday Eve, and it's so much going on in the sports world, plus some breaking news that we had earlier. I hope we're all happy. This should hopefully be done. But we'll talk about that later, guys. But, Princess, you ready to talk some sports today?
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, guys. So let's get to this because some interesting news came out. Now, this came out maybe this past weekend, you know, but unfortunately this show is on Thursdays, which is actually the best day to have a show. So make sure you tune in every Thursday. No. But San Diego Padres, baseball guy, San Diego Padres star, shortstop star, Fernando Tatis Jr. has been suspended 80 games after testing positive for PEDs. It was reported that he tested positive for maybe steroids after being out for a while due to injury. Princess, do you think 80 games is a little too harsh of a penalty, or do you think it was just right?
Brittany, I actually think it's just right because they've given these gentlemen plenty of time to try to adjust their regimen, whether that is some type of, you know, something that they're taking, their, you know, how they work out, all of that regimen. They've given them time to adjust. And this isn't the first major suspension. And I think if he has tested positive, I don't think it's the first time. And if he has tested positive, this is something that he's been doing. And he's had plenty of examples before him, including A-Rod, Lord have mercy, A-Rod, where there have been catastrophic suspension time. In 80 games in baseball, really that's half a season. But now that we have gone past that, he will be this year and part of next year too. Because of this, but they understand this, and their enhancement drugs and all that helps them to recover quickly, whatever it is, he understood the rules, and he decided to bypass that and do what he did, and I'm sad because if you, we have talked about it the past 2 weeks, the Padres are now loaded with the moves that they made right in the free agency deadline with adding Soto and the first baseman from Bell from the Washington Nationals and other moves. They were loaded and headed. I thought they were definite competition for the Dodgers, who were definitely on a hot streak. But, yeah, I think it's appropriate for sure.
You know, for me, at first I was like, 80 games, though, that's a little too harsh. Maybe, you know, I know it's a long season, but maybe, you know, 40, 50 games, you know, to make sure, you know, his team is good, make sure he's good, whatnot. I'm like, 80 games is a little hard. But then I really thought about it, and I said, well, this wasn't a medication, you know, that was given to him. It wasn't on a list. Maybe he had one of something, you know, some sort of substance that they weren't aware of with the medication. It was said to be straight steroids. And for A-Rod to be speaking out for you, saying to learn from my stupidity, then I was like, okay, well, you knew it was steroids. Your team knew it was steroids. Then, all right,
yeah,
you need the 80 games then, because you know that is a banned substance since I don't know how long. It's been banned for a very, very long time, and a lot of players time and time again have either gotten suspended, missed out on the Hall of Fame, They have an asterisk mark next to their name on the home run list of, you know, the most home run list of all times. We won't speak on who those people are, but we all know. So I was just like, you know what? He, the 80s games is just right. And I'm surprised he actually didn't get more. I could see, you know, there are players, and we heard about it, that get suspended that weren't aware of certain things that could be, maybe they took a certain medicine. They wasn't sure, you know, they didn't know that this particular medicine or substance was in this particular medicine, unfortunately. No, but this was a little different. So, you know what? Yes, he deserves the 80 games and whatever, fine. But like you said, the Padres, they took a slight hit, but they still have a good team. They still have Manny Machado.
Yeah.
They still have Juan Soto. You know, Josh Bell is still. So they still have a good core over there to hopefully help them compete against the, like, you know, against teams like the Dodgers or the Mets or whatnot. A major missing piece to this. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping they don't take the Philly spot right now. Right now we're locked into that that second wild card. They're in the third, so I'm hoping they don't take our spot, but we'll see what happens. This is going to be an interesting,
you know,
fun tail end of the baseball season.
You know, and Tatis is in the middle or just signed a 14-year, $340 million extension. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
If I was in the middle of that, I had that contract and year commitment from a company, I would be making sure that there's nothing going into, you know, my body that will get me in trouble, you know. And his excuse is that he was taking some medicine to combat a ringworm, which, okay, that's crazy right there. That's a whole nother overshow. But, you know, that was his excuse, and I just don't understand. You know, you got to be careful. And with this money comes responsibility, and you're playing, you're professional now. So, and that's one of the rules. I think he knew. In 80 games, it's half a season, and he'll miss the rest of this one and part of next.
Yeah, at least I can say this. The positive thing is he gets a fresh start with a brand new team, okay, with his new additions next year. The bad thing is that's unfortunate that it has to end up that way. but everybody, I'm excited. This is when I start getting excited about baseball, because I told you guys before, the season is way too long for me. But as we start going to that September, Red October, this is my time, especially with all the other sports coming around. But speaking of other sports, we got to talk about
what's
going
Brittany.
On with the W. Go ahead.
You know, I just want to give this story that I don't know what we were doing, but I caught a part of a game on Sunday night with the Braves, and then they replayed it Saturday morning at 6 a.m. And, you know, John Rev took a double take. He said, well, what is this? He said, weren't you watching this last night? I said, yeah, this is a replay. He said, so it's back on. This morning, I said, yep. And then there's a doubleheader today, one at 1:30, one at 7. He says, well, we're not watching all of that foolishness. I love it. I love it. And I missed part of it, but I recorded it. But if I miss some of the game the night before, I get up at 6 a.m. and catch the whole replay. How about that? He says that's sick behavior.
I love you, Princess, but I agree with the rest. That's too much when it comes to baseball. You know, football, I understand. Basketball, I understand. But baseball, not till Red October, I can't. It's just too long and drawn out. And if they go into extra innings, I swear that's the end of me. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. But I'm glad that you love what it is, the pastime of American history, which is baseball. So there you go. But, guys, I want to turn things over into the WNBA, because I don't know if you guys know, but the WNBA playoffs has officially started. We have some exciting basketball in the playoffs already. In the first round, usually they do best of three. And my childhood team is playing the team I decided to pledge my allegiance to this year, the New York Liberty was my childhood team, and they're playing the Chicago Sky, and the New York Liberty actually beat the Chicago Sky in game one.
Yeah.
To take the 1-0 series lead in the best of three. And I can't get mad at that. But, Princess, what I want to ask you is, who would you like to see go far in the playoffs?
I'm really riding team Becky Hammon and Asia Wilson. And I don't know if it's because of Asia Wilson being from Columbia or whatever, but I've always been a
mm-hmm.
Becky Hammon fan. And to see her come through the ranks of the NBA and be an assistant with the Spurs and then to be handed the keys to try to do something with the Las Vegas Aces, I want to see her succeed at this. I think Asia Wilson is a baller. I thought she had a tough night last night. I watched most of the game with Rev, but I want to see them get far. I'm not saying that I don't want the Chicago Sky to repeat, but there's enough to go around. They won last year. Let's see who else can come up and really earn some championship. I love the fact that attendance is up, market share is up, you know, and I looked at the numbers yesterday, 17% more viewership of the WNBA,
mm-hmm.
and if you can get that type of attraction and that type of increase, then maybe we can get more money and more sponsors and pay these young ladies. So, but I'm riding with Becky Hammon and the Las Vegas Aces.
You know what? I think in time that will happen, but it's going to take time. I mean, it took the NBA, I mean, granted, they're also men, but it also took the NBA 75 years to get to this point. The first so many years of the NBA, they weren't making so much money. But again, that is a different gender, so different things happen. Because the WNBA, I think, has been around for about 25 years now. They started in, 96, I believe? So I think we'll eventually get to that point. I don't know if they'll ever get what the NBA is making right now, which is ridiculous. But I think they'll definitely be in the millions within the next, hopefully, 5 to 10 years for sure, and more national games or more big games on the big stations like ESPN, NBC, ABC, so forth and so forth, and not just around playoff time. For me, I know I pledge my allegiance to the Chicago Sky, but I really like to see my childhood team, the New York Liberty, go far in the playoffs. I really will. I know it will be a shocker. They are not the favorites in most of the series they'll probably go to, but they have – I cannot say her last name, guys, but they have one of my new favorite players, Brina – I can't think of her last name right now – out of Oregon. I know she was big because, you know, she was good friends with Kobe Bryant. And she hung out with Gigi a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And Vanessa Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, but the girl can play. She can do it all, especially on the offensive side of the ball. She can shoot. She can rebound. She's a great young playmaker. And she has helped this team jump to another level that most times nobody really seen the New York Liberty going to without her being on this team. So I think eventually I'm going back into my drawers to find a New York Liberty jersey or T-shirt that I may have had from a long time ago to see if I could still wear it, because I think I'm a fan again. But that's who I hope. But we'll see what happens. But, guys, it's only the first round, so you still can catch a lot more. I know they're playing the games more on ESPN. They do it on NBA TV, if you have NBA TV. And I think they're even doing it on some of the ABC and NBC stations as well on TV. So
yeah.
Go check those out
mm-hmm.
and support our WNBA teams because they deserve it just as much as the NBA. Let's see where we at. Oh, you know what? We're going to head into our first break. How about that? I'm not going to squeeze another topic in right now. We're going to head into our first break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the NFL. And I have three young quarterbacks I would really like to talk about. And then I want to talk about a little bit of some college football as well. But you guys are listening
Amen.
To Chino Sports with Brittany and Princess. Right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio.
CampLyman.com is an opportunity for my big boys to come get some work. Let's put it all together. We build from the ground up. You know, our cliche is it all starts up front. Once again, start, stance, hand placement, hand separation, get-offs, counter moves. a little bit of everything. Polish up those skills before your middle school or high school season began. Just come work on your craft. Once again, CampLyman.com.
You're inside Never Had It So Good Sports Radio with Princess Cooper, Tim Moore, David the Duck Riley, Jason Collins, Shoshana Cook, Brittany Jones, Travis McGee, Eric Scott, and Kevin Walker. We make it easy to talk sports.
Welcome back. Welcome back to She Knows Sports with Brittany and Princess right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. Again, I am your host, Brittany Jones, here with my wonderful co-host, Ms. Princess Cooper. Prior to the break, we did talk about the WNBA, their playoffs, and also we spoke about some baseball and what's going on with Fernando Tatis Jr. But now we got to switch gears, and we got to talk about the regular season that everybody's excited that's about to approach, which is the NFL football season. You know, Princess, when NFL season is coming about, I think it just takes over. People forget about a lot of other teams and sports. But NFL time, and we all start gathering around the TV and become very intrigued. But, guys, I got to get into this. You know, we have three young quarterbacks. You know, we have a lot more quarterbacks, but these particular three young quarterbacks I think will be stars in the league. And I really want to know, who would you want to have on your team? So the three quarterbacks are the 49ers quarterback Trey Lance, the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, or the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. Who would you prefer to have?
Well, to me, all of these were some unknown product until recently, and Trey Lance for sure. But I've had a chance to see Joe Burrow play in college up close for 2 years, and then I had a chance to see him in the NFL, of course. He had that year where he tore his ACL, came back, went all the way to the Super Bowl last year. I guess my knock with Joe Burrow is that everybody else has tapped him the next Tom Brady, and I'm just saying not so fast on that. I'm a Herbert fan, but I guess I'm probably going to be a little bit reactive here in that I watched Trey Lance in this last preseason game, and now I guess I'm going to pay more attention to Kevin Walker, because the dude is real, and that arm is real, and I can see now why they decided to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo. Shout out to Jimmy Garoppolo. You can come to, you know, so you're going to get a chance to play somewhere for sure. Hope he recovers. But I'm going to go Trey Lance. And that has only to do with me watching some of his practices that he's this year, just because I was curious about why they have really moved away from Garoppolo, to watch him preseason and the fact that they have a lot of speed behind them and around them. And they have, you know, locked up Deebo Samuels. And I hope they use him to the way that he wants to be used. But there was a young man the other night where I saw the wide receiver, and that there's a lot of speed on the edges with those wide receivers. And so I'm going Trey Lance.
Good pick. You know what, Trey Lance, I have to give him credit. I did watch a couple of his practice films as well, you know, whatever little clips I was able to see. You know, he had some nice throws. He threw the deep ball very nicely right in there. I think it was a deep ball to the back of the end zone, put it to where only the receiver was able to get it, and it was really nice. But just like any young quarterback, he's going to have his trials as well. But I do think he does have a bright future, and he has a very good squad around him. I think for me, though, I got to go with the cool guy. He really impressed me, and maybe because he has my favorite young receiver over on his team, that makes things a lot easier. I got to go with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow has really, really impressed me. But not only did he show it in practice, he has shown it in the games. You know, he was able to keep pace with a lot of big-time quarterbacks who have been in the league for years. He has no fear whatsoever, and he goes up to the huddle. He commands. He has the leadership that's needed. He has the presence. the charisma, and he gets things done. And the fact that he was able to take this team or help get this team to the Super Bowl, although he didn't win, to me was very, very impressive. But look, and this is no, I know none of us picked Justin Herbert. I'm still not 100% sure about Justin Herbert. He's a talented young quarterback. Don't get me wrong. I like Justin Herbert, but he just doesn't excite me like the other two do. You know, I get excited when I watch Joe Burrow. You know, we haven't really seen Trey Lance, but I've heard a lot of positive things, some negative stuff, but that's normal when it's a young quarterback. I still get excited because, like you said, the 49ers are willing to give up on Jimmy G, so there's something that they see in this young quarterback that's like, you know what? We're going to go with Trey Lance. Sorry, Jimmy G, but you got to go. So I got to go with Joe Burrow.
Hey, and the 49er fan in the group of sports talk hosts said he would go with Justin Herbert. So, you know, he probably is not going to make that public, probably. I don't know. But I can see the attraction to all three. But I could say that before preseason started, Trey Lance was at the bottom. And I would say that Joe Burrow's Herbert and then Trey Lance. But Trey Lance moved up because I can see, okay, he has moxie. He understands the offense. He saw the defense as well, and I know it's preseason. It's probably vanilla. But I now understand what they are doing with the man and why they feel they can move on. So, let's see. But I understand what you're saying, Kevin, right now for sure. But I guess my knock on Joe Burrow is that they really have tapped him as a top five quarterback in the NFL. And when I say they, the GMs and the NFL powers to be and players put him at that number five spot, and I don't think he's earned that yet.
Now, I don't think any of them earned the number five spot just yet, but I think what's Joe, the big thing with him to me is they have to improve that offensive line. I think once they improve that offensive line, they have the weapons surrounding them. That will really help Joe Burrow's game even further. You know, I like Justin Herbert, and I think he's a great young quarterback as well. And I think he's going to go far with that Chargers team over there because they have some nice pieces over there. They have Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. But it's just something about Joe Burrow for me that I really like. Now, this could change midseason, after the season, because, you know, all in all, I'm rooting for my Eagles quarterback regardless of what everybody else thinks on because that's my team. So, but I like Joe Burrow. So, all right, guys. So now we talked about the professional ranks. Let's talk about the collegiate ranks right now because that season is also approaching very fast. I think they start within the next couple weeks, right? They're starting a couple weeks?
Less than 14 days and counting, for sure. August 27th on a Thursday. No, that's that Saturday, but I think their game's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So even the 26th, 27th, we'll have some college football here. And then the big guys get started Labor Day weekend.
14 days away. So football's coming. It's right around the corner, guys. You get ready to see some smashing tough football. And, Princess, I've got your question. Which college football team do you think is the best prior to the start of the season? Now, this is prior, guys. This can change midseason. We haven't even seen any of these teams play yet. This could change before the playoffs. But right now, prior to the season, out of these three teams, which team do you think is the best? The one team you can't stand, Alabama, Georgia, or Ohio State?
Brittany, they're all on one level of can't stand. Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia. I can't stand any of them. I saw this question early this morning. I said, she's going to force me to be petty princess today. I hope they all fail, okay, and that they all have come up 6-6 and barely make a bowl. But now I'm not crazy, and I understand football is football, and all three of them have seemed to always find themselves of lately in that top four at the end of the season. I'm hoping, though, Brittany, that Georgia has lost enough, especially with having so many drafted in the NFL. I hope they lost so much that they don't show up, but I know that not to be true. Kirby Smart don't have them ready, and their quarterback is coming back. Alabama is just Alabama. I keep rooting against them. I keep saying that they're not going to continue to replenish like they do when they do. But I have to say that this year, if any, since those other two teams in the SEC, and I hope they don't win anything, my team is Ohio State. If I'm going to pick one to be number one, to have success, I love C.J. Stroud. I'm interested to see what he can do in this season, and I think he's probably in that first spot as far as, you know, Heisman Trophy candidate, and let's see what he can do with that. But if I had to sit and pick any of these, and I can't stand any other three, and I know Ohio State is yours, I'm going Ohio State just because there is no Urban Meyer in there anymore, and I love the fact that African-American quarterbacks really seem to flourish at Ohio State, and this year is no different.
Know what I'm going to say? And this is going to irritate you, Princess. Okay? And it's funny because I became an Ohio State fan when Eddie George went there. I was younger. I was very young, but I found out he went there. I became one, and then I visited the campus. So I'm only going to say a couple things. Ohio. And I know that irritates people.
Oh, boy.
Not Ohio State fans. Had to put it out there. But I
You know, I've actually been to – I've been to Canton, Ohio, and I've been to Ohio just – and I was there with a friend, and he and I went to the store for something. And he said, watch this. And at the time, I didn't even know. And that joker said, O-H. And probably half the store said, I-O. I said, okay, this is some sick stuff here. But just for the sake of this question, and for me not to be just thoroughly 100% petty, I'm picking Ohio State.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like what they do in Ohio, that's what we do here in Philadelphia with the Eagles or South Jersey as well. Somebody starts that chant, ask the restaurant, or the whole restaurant is finishing it up. But for me, same thing. Alabama, they're always going to be one of the top-tier teams. I don't care if they fell off. They're never off at all. Now, depends on their core, their receiving core. I'm not sure if they have as much as they did last year. I feel like they did lose some quality receivers. So we'll see about these young receivers that are coming up. I know they have the top linebacker in the country and Will Anderson, potential Heisman Trophy winner. No, Georgia, they lost so much on that defense, especially on that defensive side. They lost so much. And I know that for sure, because the Eagles got at least two of those players in the draft, which I'm thankful for that. So I'm just not sure about Georgia yet. I'm not sure. I would really have to see it. So I'm not certain. But Ohio State, between C.J. Stroud and those receivers, I have to go with Ohio State. And I'm not just saying this, guys, because I'm a fan. But they really have a stacked offense, and their defense is pretty good as well. They always have a top-tier defense also. But their offense this year is going to be dangerous. They're going to be scary for other defenses to go against. So it's going to be very, very interesting how these three teams play. But I think Ohio State right now on paper is the best team. But we'll see how things really work out.
But, you know, also, Brittany, that Ohio State, when you look at it, I think they have an easier road. And I don't think that the conference is as strong as the SEC right now. And that's not a knock. But I think Penn State is going to be good this year. Michigan State, maybe. Michigan. So you got four teams that I think are top tier in the big conference. But after that, I don't know who then you go to while – You have a lot going on with you know, to see what LSU does. We know that Georgia and Alabama are going to both be strong. I think that the Florida Gators are in a rebuilding season, but I'm saying go Gators. We're going to win the national championship. So I'm going straight Dallas Cowboy on that. you know. But there's and then the Kentucky Wildcats seem to be, have taken a step mm-hmm. forward, and so has Tennessee with their coach. They look like they've taken a step forward. So I think nothing more than anything, the Ohio State is got an easier road. Can they navigate it? And they seem to have proven that they can, and that
mm-hmm.
they have the formula for Penn State and Michigan State. I want to go back to Nick Saban, and that's the one thing that I've continued to say. It's time to stop, you know, rooting against him. I, for nothing else, think that he has the formula to win. Whatever that is, mm-hmm. When they walk in the door with OTAs, fall practice, you know, down to everything from, you know, getting them mentally and physically ready, he seems to understand what it takes to develop talent, to maintain mm-hmm. talent, and to make that talent better and perform on Saturdays. There's nobody better, and I keep hoping that he falls off or retires mm-hmm. and he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, like you say, he's great at developing talent. But I am curious to know, within the next so many years, you know, I'm thinking more like 5 to 10, mm-hmm. so not in the immediate future, but in the long-term future, how is that going to be? Is he still there? I'm not exactly sure how old he is, but is he still there, or just the Alabama program in general? Because of the mm-hmm. NIL, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
With HBCUs starting to get top-tier talent, you know, that was a big thing with mm-hmm. Nick Saban recently. He got upset over that, and that could be because it's impacting his recruiting, because he can't get some of these top-tier talents anymore because they want to go and play for, you know, what we look like as people. So that's going to be interesting to see if Alabama's going to always still be on top. So
I think the NIL has leveled the playing field, and that's why Nick Saban is voicing his opinion. And for him to come out while he's at a fan event, an Alabama fan event, and to be he was calculated in what he said, and to name two coaches, mm-hmm. you know, Deion Sanders and Jimbo Fisher, he knew what he was doing. I think he discounted, or maybe didn't count on it getting out so heavy so quickly and any of the mm-hmm. major clapback, but maybe he didn't care. But you can't tell me that Alabama hasn't been doing some form of the NIL for quite some time. But mm-hmm. that particular thing now, and I'm talking about the platform of the NIL and what it can do, has allowed everybody to say, hey, we can get to a million. Hey, we can get to whatever. And one of the questions yep. that we ask on the Athlete Spotlight is, you know, and this is just something between me and Duck, is that, hey, if you only had offers from Florida and West Virginia, where are you going? And now the young men have started to ask, well, who has the better NIL deal? That means that mm-hmm. that's a part of their approach, and that's a part of the approach of the teams, too. NIL mm-hmm. has leveled the playing field and made some people be just like the Alabamas of the world.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting how NIL impacts what you would say professionalism, I guess, at the college ranks for players. Because, you know, you start paying these players. Coaches can't say and do the things they once did because those players are super hungry at one point to get to the next level. Now you got college players that are becoming millionaires just that fast. So it's going to be interesting on the impact of NIL in the future. But by any means, guys, this does not mean I'm against NIL. I am all for it. I think they should have been paid years, many, many, many years ago, in my opinion.
How many college football players got in trouble for selling their likeness. And if I'm not mistaken, I remember Georgia, and it was Todd Gurley who was suspended for a couple of games because he went to an event and signed, you know, jerseys and sold jerseys for a nominal mm-hmm. fee. So, yeah, you know, pay these players. But I think there's got to be some type of restrictions put on it, or they all are going to go for broke. And if maybe some restrictions don't need to be put on it, if it will mean the more success of the HBCUs, mm-hmm. and I don't want to see that. So I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my neck here, but I want to see the NIL help families. If they don't make it and yep. get drafted to the NFL, but they have a $1 million deal with you know, with some company, or if the whole mm-hmm. offensive line has a deal, that's money that they can have and money they can send back home to help out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's going to be a lot of stories that's going to come up in the future about, you know, they didn't have the NIL, or right before the NIL was approved, and, you know, they were kicked out. I know it's a big-time athlete. His name is – I know his nickname, Destroying. I can't remember his real name, but he was a kicker. I don't know which school it was, to be honest with you. And he actually was dismissed from the team because he had YouTube, you know. But now he's the biggest thing on YouTube, going around the NFL doing one-on-ones constantly to different NFL stadiums now. So, but thank goodness he was able to do that. But a lot of these players aren't as fortunate as he was. So, but guys, we got to head into our next break. When we come back, of course, you guys know we got some more sports to talk about. What else are we going to talk about? This is what we do. But you guys are listening to She Knows Sports with Brittany and Princess right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Okay, we're back with Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. On Thursdays, it's She Knows Sports with Brittany and Princess. A shout-out to Duck Riley, my co-host, during the week, except for Thursdays. We did a special show today, 6 p.m., Evangelist Gerald and Phyllis Mayhem, and that was actually his sister and brother-in-law, and they told their story and their journey and where they are now. I found it to be powerful. Thank you to both for being on. But here we are, She Knows Sports with Brittany and Princess, and I want to talk about, you know, what else is going on in the world of sports. I also wanted to kind of catch up with Jason and Kevin. Both Jason and Kevin picked Herbert as their quarterback in the NFL, the youngsters right now, if we're talking right now. Also, Kevin talked about C.J. Stroud and the wide receivers and that they're the real deal, and I agree with that. And the big reason for me repeating all of that in the thread is that Kevin said, go Gators. I like that, Kevin. Thank you so much. So we're going to get into the rest of this, and we are going to talk about, I think we're headed into LeBron James, right? So, Brittany, take this one over, and then we'll get into what the announcement today.
Yeah, well, you know, we always got to talk about King James and what's going on with King James, you know, because he is the big time in the NBA. So there's never a moment where I guess we can't talk about him, but it's okay. No, I'm just kidding. I like LeBron James to a certain extent, of course. but no, the big news is that, of course, I hope most people know by now, but he recently signed a 2-year extension with the LA Lakers, $97.1 million extension that includes a third-year player option. Kevin Durant, you need to learn how to do contracts because this is important for you. But with this contract extension, James is now the highest paid player in NBA history, $2 million in career guaranteed money, surpassing the one and only Kevin Durant. I just wanted to know what your thoughts are on this, Princess, because I know you are a big-time Lakers fan. So right now, he's not going anywhere.
You know, I'm a big-time Lakers fan, but I'm even a bigger LeBron James fan, and I've been watching him in the offseason. And when you get to be 37, especially in the NBA, you kind of, you know, get concerned about, okay, Father Time is right around the corner for sure. So for him now to have this 2-year deal, I was unsure if he was going to, you know, come back with the Lakers. What was he doing? And I'm glad to see that he is. And for 2 years, $90-some million, that means, you know, 45, you know, almost 50-some, well, 51, 52, 45, 46, 47 million a year. And to me, wow, that's a lot of money. And that does exceed the whole WNBA payroll for the entire rosters, all of the rosters in the WNBA. Amazing. But if anybody deserves it, I think he does. I think he's navigated his professional career the right way. It seems that he's navigating family and raising his children the right way. So congratulations, you know, on the contract. But now, Brittany, where do we go? Because the pieces in Lakerville are still not meshing together as far as I'm concerned. If we come back with what we had from last year, then I think we're in the same boat this year. If injuries come down at all to Anthony Davis or to LeBron, and if there is no better productivity from Russell Wilson, then the success is going to be the same, and that is barely scraping, you know, the seventh or eighth seed or even not making that, and that's a shame. So I'm happy about this move, but what else do they have? And I think they probably missed the opportunity to add some pieces, you know, and I'm sad about that, but let's see what can happen. Maybe they're going to surprise me, and this whole Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Wilson thing is going to work out, because that's where I go next, is that this is a two-year commitment with a third option. And, yeah, KD, pay attention to negotiations. But I'm happy for him. I don't know if this makes the Lakers any better because the other pieces aren't there.
Well, I could say this about LeBron. Well, first and foremost, out of all the players in the NBA, I will say he is the most deserving. And it's incredible to me that he's 38 years old now and tip-top shape. Like, he's in incredible shape.
Tip-top
still
shape.
Performing. Yeah, he's performing very well. And the fact that he deserves this money at the age of 38, you know, most people at the age of 38, they're on their way out. Like, that's it. You know, maybe they may have a $1 million contract per year or whatever the league minimum is, but that's definitely, they're about on their way out at the age of 38. But he's like, no, I invested in my body, and I still want to be, as long as I can be, the top in the league. And he's still up there. He is absolutely still up there. But as far as the team, again, it's all about, to me, egos. If Westbrook can let some of that ego go, and if Anthony Davis can get healthy and play a lot harder and demand the basketball more, you know, because LeBron is willing to give it to you, I think they can flow pretty well. It's just, I've been saying it, I said it all last year. To me, it's about egos, you know. LeBron can still play the 3 or the 4. Anthony Davis can play the 4 or the 5. I know Anthony Davis would prefer to be the 4. And Russell Westbrook can be your point guard, you know. And that's fine, but you have to be willing to work together. You know, it's not – unfortunately, half a year to get chemistry is not – it doesn't work that way. We've seen that with the Heat. When LeBron went to the Heat, it took them about a whole year to get things really working together. You know, you've seen that with the Sixers and with James Harden and, you know, a bunch of other stuff that's going on. It takes you time to really build chemistry, understand each other's games, understand the strengths and weaknesses of each player, you know, and then, of course, you know, how to incorporate the role players within that. So I'm hoping that they understand this, but the biggest thing to me with this team is ego and trying to maintain the health of your body as far as Anthony Davis, but I think they'll be okay. But I have heard that LeBron James still wants that trade with Kyrie Irving, so that's going to be interesting because that guy is just from another planet.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. From another planet.
Yeah.
I don't think they need Kyrie Irving. I don't know how he'll fit in Lakerland. I don't know if the fans will like him if he keeps doing the same stuff that he was doing with Brooklyn. But that's going to be an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, you know, Brittany, I think that Anthony Davis has proved one thing to me, and that is that his body is not durable. And his body mm-hmm. wasn't durable in New Orleans, and his body has not been durable with L.A. I think it's been worse. And I watched some YouTube on Russell Westbrook, and I kept saying, where is this guy? Where is this one that was high-flying dunking and flying over everybody? Has Father Time caught up with him? And can they make it work? You know, mm-hmm. if you look at it, maybe in their heyday, man, that's a powerful three right there, Anthony Davis, you know, Westbrook, and LeBron James. And I think LeBron James comes in and makes any team an instant playoff contender. You know, from there mm-hmm. we'd have to see. But I would be interested to see the Kyrie Irving piece work, only because I'm a Laker fan. As a fan of people in the NBA in general, mm-hmm. I'd rather just Kyrie stay where he is, because I think he's a troublemaker wherever he goes. And I think he is not good for the locker room, but maybe, mm-hmm. you know, he and LeBron can work that out, and maybe LeBron is the alpha dog in that locker room, and Kyrie doesn't take over with a lot of foolishness. Mm-hmm. But again, he's still not vaccinated. And mm-hmm. is he going to get vaccinated, or is he still only going to play home games? You know, I don't understand that. Or mm-hmm. if you, I know that rule isn't in place anymore, but maybe Toronto is still saying if you can't come into Canada yep. if you're not vaccinated. So there's still a yep. lot of issues out there. I want to see where that goes. But here we are again. LeBron has a new contract, but I think the same pieces are still there.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting season with the Lakers, with the Brooklyn Nets, with a lot of other teams. So really to see the Kyrie, KD, LA Lakers whole story saga. And the reason why I see KD, because everything that's going on there. But if Kyrie gets to the Lakers and they're able to really work things out, and Kyrie wants to work, show up for work, I think that'll be a great piece for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
If not, This is going to be, because you can't mess up in Lakerland. To me, Lakerland is like Philadelphia with the Sixers and the Eagles. Like, we don't play about those sports, especially in Lakerland when it comes to their Lakers. They are very, very, very strict over here. Those
they take over the town.
Play.
They take
yeah,
over the state. They take over the town.
Play. I've never seen, Larry Princess, I've never seen a city, the city of Los Angeles, they win a Super Bowl with the Rams, and they still only worry about what's going on with their Lakers. That just blew my
yeah.
mind. But, yeah, can't mess with that.
Mm-hmm. You have to see that's exactly where they are. Well, Brittany, we're going to end on the news of the day. And when you posted this in our thread, I kind of thought, okay, well, what's the NFL PA going to do? But I didn't read it good enough to know that they all came to the decision, agreement, that 11-week suspension for Deshaun Watson and $5 million in fines. And as I was talking to Duck earlier, he said, okay, well, you know, that's like giving a few quarters. And, yeah, when you have a guaranteed $230-some million, $5 million doesn't seem so bad. And you'd have to think that maybe the Cleveland Browns is going to maybe front some of that money. I don't even know. But this is where it is now. Your thoughts, Brittany, because I'm curious to talk about what happens in week 12 after this 11-game suspension. But when you saw this, read this, and understood the decision, what were your thoughts? Mm-hmm.
I said, finally, I'm hoping this is over. I know technically it's not over, because he's always going to, every time he plays, it's going to be a focus on him. But the main part, the whole suspension part is over. We finally come to a decision. There shouldn't be no back and forth. The NFL and the NFLPA agreed to the suspension, so there's no going outside to an arbitrator or a retired federal judge or whatever it may be. This is the decision. $5 million. It may or may not hurt his pockets. I don't know, because we don't know the settlements of the young ladies. what was it, like 24, 25, whatever the number may have been. That's a lot of settlement cases. Thing is, I just keep going back and forth, you know. He gets a second chance, but at the same time, you know, you decided to settle with a lot of these young ladies. So are you really as innocent as you're trying to claim to be because you wanted to settle to try to end it quick, you know? Personally, if I'm innocent and I know I didn't do anything and I, you know, I don't have millions of dollars. I'm not in the situation he is, so I can't really speak for him. But I'm fighting until the end. I'm fighting until the end. I'm not giving nobody nothing. But there must have been something that maybe he did not want to come out to want for him to settle. And maybe the NFL and the NFLPA understood that. You know, maybe that's one of the reasons why the NFL said, you know what, we got to appeal. Also, with things like marketing and publicity and all that other stuff, you know, especially with the Me Too movement and things like that, the NFL had to do something as well. But I don't know. I'm just on both sides. Yeah, get a second chance. Man, you are somewhat guilty as well. So I know a lot of people mm-hmm. didn't like the 11-game suspension. I was okay with it because, to me, there's something there that we have not heard about or we don't know about that the NFL and the courts and everybody else know that most likely that won't get out for many, many years if it ever gets out. We'll see documentaries years down the line about this
mm-hmm.
that says that he did what he did. He ain't as innocent as a lot of people may think. So he might be
yeah.
getting off with a lot of stuff. So, but it's
yeah.
settled. I'm just excited to get to football, and I'm glad this part is over.
Yeah, Brittany, I think this particular case with Deshaun Watson has made me just talk out of both sides of my neck with this, too. You know, one day I'm like, wow, poor Deshaun. The next day I'm like, oh, wow, so many women, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And he has to be culpable, and he has to take ownership of everything that he's done. Now, when it comes to these women, even if he gave each one of them $1 million, he's still $200 million richer. And all of it guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he paid $24 million and $5 million to the NFL, he's still $201 million richer if that contract of $230 million is what it is. But
Princess, I hope them girls
you know,
are a lot smarter than that. But
well,
my butt,
they, you know, they offered $100,000. They offered $100,000 and they turned that down. I don't see past $1 million. But the one thing I heard a commentator say today is that, gosh, I almost said LeBron. Sorry, LeBron. Deshaun Watson wanted a happy ending after each massage. And we hold that to be true. And, you know, one of the guys on the thread today said, you know, talked about taking a victory lap. There is no victory lap here. This is messed up. And if just
mm-hmm.
one of these women was traumatized by this, then this is a poor situation. Another thing that Duck and I talked about is that I don't think that Deshaun Watson was the only one. You can better believe that there were some other brothers with the Texans or other guys that were participating in some of this too and maybe doing the same thing. And I think the NFL is just happy to get it to this point and settle on 11 weeks. They didn't want, they put her in charge, Judge Sue L. Robinson, and that was not enough. 6 weeks is not what they wanted. So then they gave it to the next guy, and they settled on 11 weeks, $5 million. But, you know, hopefully this puts it up, puts it to bed. But this is an ugly situation, and the Texans has some culpability in that they snitched. But they couldn't have snitched on anybody that wasn't doing anything. And I'm going to leave it with this. If nothing else, the judge, former judge, Sue L. Robinson, said his behavior was egregious
mm-hmm.
and predatory.
Yep.
Egregious and predatory. I want to see Deshaun move on from this. I want to see him go and have a better journey. But he was caught up in just this whole process. He liked this, finding people,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting them and scheduling them and having them to come and sign an NDA and hoping for a happy ending. And a lot of the women said, all of them said he asked. All of them said he urged. Mm-hmm. All of them said he gave indications. And we were talking on another show. He brought his own towels to the massage, and they were like washcloths. Mm-hmm. And all the guys laughed at that particular part. But if you're doing a massage and you're caught in the room by yourself with a guy that you know who has this type of stature, even if you don't know it until you get there, you understand this is Deshaun Watson and this is money. That's sad because you put women in a terrible position at that point. And I think that's what the guys miss, that they don't miss, if they miss anything, is that a woman's perspective. And they may have gone knowing who he was. They may have gone hoping to get some money. They may have gone hoping to get a connection or to get maybe a job from the Texans. Whatever their motivation, I don't think they deserve to be asked to say, hey, we want to move past this massage and do other things. You know, that puts them in a terrible position.
And it's funny because what we say is about, 30 women that came forward, I believe?
24, I think 30, but then some 30. Dropped out. But 24 is the amount that actually went for civil suits. He settled out of court with 21 of them, and then the night before the decision, he got another 3 of them. He got 3 more. So the 24 that kept their foot on the pedal and said they wanted something for this, and they felt, egregious, that they felt like they were abandoned or that they were coerced, they kept their foot on the pedal. So 24 did. But if we say all 66 different ones, what does that say?
Yep. Exactly. And who knows if there was more. There could have been more that we may not have never heard of. And that's the thing. Young athletes, if you listening, if you the top tier athlete, you know that's where you want to be. Handle things in a professional manner. Respect women, respect people in general. Just treat people how you want to be treated. Make sure you learn from your situation, because this is something that could destroy career and just whatever future endeavors that you plan on having. So just be smart and think with the right brain. I'm gonna say that. Think with the right brain. Okay. So my young fellas, think with the right brain.
And most football players that I have talked to and we've had on the show, they've all said that if this was his behavior at the Houston Texans, he was probably doing some of this at Clemson too.
In college. Yep.
That they were saying that they probably, just didn't start with, Houston, that he brought this behavior with him. He was probably doing some of this at Clemson, too. But, again, 11 weeks, $5 million, and week 12, his comeback game is for the Cleveland Browns to head to Houston. What an amazing week that will be.
The NFL is smart. They always thinking about revenue and getting attention on something, aren't they? Put this right up to when they're going to play the Texans, knowing everybody is going to be a high-ticket price, and everybody is probably going to be on TV, too, a big-time channel. I wouldn't be surprised. They're very, very smart when it comes to that.
Well, I had read several places that they wanted to get 12 weeks and get past this week for Deshaun to come back. I think the NFL Players Association, negotiated it down. And I think it's right. But because 11, why 11? Doesn't 10, 8, 10, 12 sound better?
Better.
I think it was 12. 12, and they negotiated down some. But either way, this is what we got now, is that we're coming up, and that will be the best week in the national football, or the most attractive and the one that everybody will be watching. Those who don't even really watch NFL, viewership money will be made on that particular game.
I'm not going to lie, Princess. I may be watching it if I'm able to as well.
I would love to go.
I
would love to go, Brittany. That's how interested I am in it and see it up close. But that's where we are. Deshaun Watson, as you said earlier, though, at least we have a decision. It's over. We can move on and now have some NFL and get away from this cloud here.
But I will say real quick, I wonder how this is going to impact the locker room, because I know there are players who are looking at him side-eyed, like, really?
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to come back. Like, that could have been my sister, my mother, my daughter,
exactly.
my cousin, whoever, my aunt, and you could come back. Mm. So this is going to definitely impact this locker room a little bit, and it's going to take time to heal from this. Because I know other players are going to look at him like, I don't respect this guy at all. So it's going to be interesting.
Of course, Brittany. And all the major key players, even Roger Goodell's wife or sister or daughter or whatever, all of the high up, the GMs, the media, you can't tell me that sisters and wives and moms have not said, you know, hey, are we going to let this guy just get 6 weeks? I think this is bigger than what anybody is saying. You know, these women, sisters, moms, whatever, cousins, have been in the ears of all the powers that be and said there needs to be more, and now here we are. Let's see where it goes. Hopefully this is the end. And more than anything, my true prayer is that Deshaun Watson becomes a better man.
Yep. Yep, get the help that you need. Pray. I don't know if he's a spiritual young man, but I hope he is. Just pray, and things will hopefully improve and get better. So for him, well, if you pray, it's definitely going to get better. So, but he definitely has to work on himself because he needs some help after this.
And I also think, Brittany, a lot of men think, he ain't do nothing. I just need to say he ain't do nothing. That is troubling too, and I'm gonna leave it right there. That's troubling.
Yep, absolutely troubling. Until it happens to their daughters or their wives, and they'll think differently. And I hope and pray that never happens. But we have to stop looking at things like, it's just a young kid. No, that's a grown man, and he knows, understands exactly what he's doing. And who knows? And you have to also understand, like, how would you feel if that happened to you? You wouldn't like that very much. Go in and do a job.
No.
And somebody wants to do something else with you. No, that's not okay.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it's not okay. And 66 different women in 17 months, and that's just the 66 different. We're not talking about the frequency of any of those 66. Amazing. And if that's what you want to do, do it in your own condo, wherever. But you don't have to solicit anybody off of Instagram and get an NDA, you know. I don't understand that part. But we're going to end on that. And again, I say I hope that he learns from this and the journey gets turned away from this. He didn't have to go solicit anybody. He can walk down the street and ask, you know, and he didn't have to pay anybody. He has money, he's good looking, and he seems to be smart. He just was not smart in this particular situation.
Yep. So like I always say, everybody, spread love always and be kind and respectful to one another and be willing to understand. You may not always agree with someone, but just understand.
Yeah. I've waffled back and forth on this, and that's the bottom line, is that I hope he can do better and that we can now move on and some football. College football in 2 weeks, Labor Day weekend is going to be so powerful. My Gators play Utah is coming into Gainesville, Florida, and then after that, the next weekend, the NFL starts, and then it's just truly blissful, awesome, awesome sports weekends from now until the middle of February. And then I think football in the off season is one of the best off seasons that professional teams have. So Brittany, thank you. Awesome show. I appreciate it.
Always. I love being here. Thursdays is the best night. Come on now.
Thursdays is the best night. I think there is some preseason games tonight. I meant to take a look. They're going to be on the NFL Network. I may catch some of that. I'm going to try to catch some of the Atlanta Braves, though. They are playing the New York Mets right now, Brittany. So I'm going to go catch some of that. Thank you. And I'll be listening in, tuning in to the Shoot Around with Brittany, Jason Collins, and also Kevin Walker on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Have a great night, Brittany.
Good night.